Watch out.
Here is Mr. Alan Carr.
Morning.
Morning, Alan.
Hello, love.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Oh, finger mouth.
I got here so early.
Didn't you? What's that all about?
Well, I think they're worried because of the tube strike, but the driver woke me up at 6:30, and then I whizzed in and no trouble at all.
Oh, and you're here, and you seem very awake, and you're very...
No, you do?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Because I've just got that look. People assume that I've just been, you know, partying around the clock, but actually, no, I had a good night's sleep.
I think because people have seen you partying around the clock and the look afterwards, so I think that's...
But it used to happen to that in my old job. You know, you turn up and people go, oh, someone had a late night, and you're like, no, I was in bed by 10 hours with this rough.
You've been here for an hour, though.
I know. Looked for all the papers, had a couple of cups of tea.
Did Alan...
cast my eyes over your baps.
Oh, well, yeah. Did you like them?
Mm, very nice.
Can't really miss them, they're massive. Did Alan look after you?
Yes, he's been wonderful. Well, when he did eventually turn up.
Well, that's true.
Well, it was a little late, maybe, but, you know. If you were on time, I'd have been early.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah.
How do you turn that round, Alan?
It's nice. All the times I've met Alan, this is probably the most awake I've ever met you. So,
thank you.
What, him or you?
Him.
This is the most awake Alan.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You've met me at night time.
I know. That may have been the drink. I'm not sure.
Yes. Oh, thanks. What a lovely picture you're painting.
Well, that wasn't meant to be rude.
Well, how's that not rude? Do you know, all the times I've met you, Alan, this is the first time you've actually been complimented.
No,
sober. Sober.
No, okay, I need to defend myself. Normally when you come in, I try and wake you up, get you some tea, get you some coffee, get you ready to go on air, but there's none of that today. You came in already.
Yes, I am. It's turned over a new leaf.
Yeah. And good for you.
Thank you.
Your new TV show, I'm very excited by it.
Oh, those adverts are so scary.
They're weird, I think.
They're really good, though.
I know. We took all day to film, and I had, like, prosthetics and everything, and I had to copy, movement for movement, what this little kid had done.
Right. It's very clever.
It is.
If you haven't seen it yet, I bet it's on YouTube or something. It'll be out there.
They'll cast in for me mum and dad, and, of course, Channel 4 said we're casting for me mum, and I thought, oh, please... Don't you can imagine which avenue they were going down? Olive from On the Buffet, greasy hair. But no, my mum's quite attractive in it, so that's nice.
Why didn't you have your real mum in it?
No way.
You should have done.
No way.
I'd like.
God, you do look rough.
Oh, thank you.
I've just seen those. Look at. Oh,
I look great, Alan. Is what you mean.
Oh, look at him.
Alan, that's what you look like sometimes. What my name was like today.
7:58.
You feel all right that day, don't you?
Yeah, excellent.
You feeling good?
No, really good, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Mm.
Oh, look at his eyes.
I smashed a glass in ours last night, poured wine on the sofa.
Oh, was it grape and grain?
Yeah, that came out, though, didn't it?
What?
Wine.
But honestly, or radio
line? It didn't really, did it?
No.
Okay.
Because there's that ridiculous... You knocked over wine... Like, that happened on my carpet yesterday, someone threw red wine.
Mm. It wasn't red, it was white, though.
Oh, because then they all say, throw white wine on it, quick.
Yeah,
and
well,
then
I
someone throwing
I threw red wine on this last night to get the white wine out, and that's where it all went wrong.
Oh, no.
Alan walks into his living room, and he's got his mates throwing wine on it. He's like, what are you doing with the wine?
Oh, I know.
It's a waste.
It is.
Drink it, ring that carpet out.
Yeah, got me straw out, jumped on the floor.
Well, you just switched on at that point. That was weird. Well, so many things to talk to you about.
I know.
So we're gonna do the news, and then we've got to take that announcement.
Oh, I went and saw them.
Well, on this tour?
In Coventry.
Oh, did you?
How was it?
It was amazing. Mm,
really?
It was so amazing. I had a lovely time, but I was designated driver.
Oh, my God.
Well, after a few glasses of rosé, we had to stay at this thing that's attached to the arena, a hotel.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and it was very nice. Can I say thank you to all the people in Coventry who were so lovely, but apologise to the woman in front of me because I fell on her and threw wine over her daughter. But it was like a comedy one because I looked at my glass and my glass was only like a small one, and then this girl was like wiping Pinot Grigio out of her eyes, crying, and I'm like, I can only apologise. Of course, when you're slurring even more, it doesn't help, does he? So apologise to the lovely girl. I'm sure she was fine.
Right. Well, she's got a story now for the rest of her life. Yes. You know what I mean? You know, the advert comes on the telly and everyone goes, oh, I like him. And she goes, I used to like him. I'm going to send him my dry cleaning bill.
That was a great show.
So, yeah, so... I haven't seen it. Gary was saying, hey, I'm not to come and see the show. But I think it looks amazing. Oh. It's quite spectacular.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for the people, but there's something pops up in the middle of the stage.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing.
Is it Mark Owen?
Yeah. No, but it'll blow you away. It was amazing.
Is it Mark Owen?
No. Oh, don't twist it.
And did he go back and say hello afterwards?
Yes. None of the other boys came out. I met Howard.
What do you mean none of them came out and said...
Yeah. Well, they must have known I was there in Coventry. Mm.
So you went backstage and they didn't even come out and say hello?
Howard did. He was lovely. I've fallen out with the other three.
I bet.
No, it was great.
I love words.
Mm. Yeah, have a word, because I was there in Coventry by myself.
Jason Orange was probably, though, to be fair, confused, as he often is.
Mm. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
He's still driving around that mountain in Ibiza, just going round.
In his
round
white Jeep.
Round, yeah. Mm. What's the question again? I don't know. What was it? No, Chris, it's all right. I remember now. It was, no, it's gone again. It's gone.
Wooden boat.
Mm, wooden boat.
Wooden boat.
Right.
I did a song called Wooden Boat, Chris. And it's, sorry, what was the question again? I can't. It's like every time it comes on the show. And they'll always ask one serious question as well. Let me ask you this. Do you like our new album? And I'll go, yeah. Right. It's always been like, whoa, all right.
It's a bit like Alan Bennett, isn't it?
And then Howard goes, what's your favourite album track? And I go, all right, I haven't listened to the album. You got me. Could it be magic? I don't know. Well, anyway... let's do the news. Let's get on with it. And then... the Take That announcement, sorry, is... I'm going to do it after the news, so it's like 3 minutes away. You'll never guess what it is.
Oh.
You'll never guess.
I can't wait. I'm excited. I might go again.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go together.
Yeah, let's do it.
And we've got to pour wine over people.
Oh, yeah. And I could meet the other three.
Yeah, I'll introduce you.
Oh, thank you. Would you do that? That's lovely.
For you, anything.
Oh.
Anybody else want to come to my big Take That party?
Yeah. Yes,
please. Yeah.
Chris and Alan cuddly invite you to see Take That.
Yeah.
And Alan pouring wine over some poor girl.
Oh, don't. It was a mistake. I know the prices as well. It was a mistake.
I love it. Anyway, Alan Carr is here. The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Alan Carr. Yes, sir, Alan. I went to see Take That in Coventry. They were amazing, says Becca in Lincoln. Please read this out. I just have Becca. Nice one.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Right, let's get the news and support with Dominic and Carrie. It's 3 minutes past eight.
Steroid use. Well, almost exactly 7 minutes past eight now. The Chris Moyle Show.
Today with Alan Carr. Yes, sir, Alan.
International Radio 1. Right, more from Alan in just a few seconds. Meanwhile...
Hi, we'll Take That.
I like Shine. You like Shine?
Oh, I love Shine. Yeah.
Wash your back. Wash your back for good. Hey, Shine.
They didn't do what you like. Did no that, one can tell you. Oh, they did.
Did they?
Oh, no, don't spoil it.
Oh.
So they did then?
Once your teeth did enough. That other failure.
Oh, that... do what you like. It's the only one that never got anywhere.
No, that was one of the first... Hello. That was one of the first of the chart entries for the top 40 for the band Take That. Yes, sir, yeah.
Oh, I like that one, though.
Was that the video with the bottoms of the
jam? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, if you like Take That, fingers crossed you have tickets to see them in concert. I think every woman in Coventry went to see Take That. Jason said, hello, Sunderland, and then sang the wooden boat song. Is what it takes, didn't he?
Brilliant. No, yeah, that's what we've heard. Hello Sunderland. At the Rico.
Brilliant. Anyway, so maybe you're going to see them, maybe you got tickets. If you're going to see them in Wembley, then we're going to be there as well. I think we're going to see them in Wembley. If you're not going and you're a bit disappointed, well, it's all good, because on Monday, the 6th of July, it's going to be a Take That special, Alan.
Woo-hoo!
And we are going to play highlights from the Wembley concert on the show for an hour. So instead of putting it on live on a Sunday night, we're going to play it out the next morning, Monday morning, 9 till 10. So if you go into the gig, you can then hear it the next day. And if you're not going to the gig, you can still hear it the next day between 9 and 10. And they play an hour of Take That live.
Great stuff.
Live on tape from the night before.
Oh, it's great, because you can do what you like. Do what you like.
So, Monday morning, the 6th of July, between 9 and 10. That's 4 weeks on Monday. We'll be doing our very special Take That live. Tonight! So Monday the 6th of July, Take That, for an hour live. The Wembley gig on Radio 1 between 9 and 10. Make sure you're listening. So there you go. Monday the 6th of July between 9 and 10 in the morning. We're playing out the Take That gig from Wembley from the night before. Make sure you're listening. It's going to be an hour. Take That live first thing in the morning. I wasn't going to do a proper link, but now everybody's rushed to the microphones. I was just going to do a little link and play a record. What are you nodding at, Rach?
Play the
record. Yeah, do a little one, because I'm halfway through an apple turnover anyway.
Oh, you're definitely hungover. You haven't succumbed to the pastries any day this week.
It's officially bread week.
Have you had a bacon sandwich?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
And an apple turnover?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. I watched
the news. I thought it was National Drugs Week.
Well, it's... it's
National Drugs... How could you... Surely someone from the actual person could have went... Oh, National Drugs Week, that clashes with National Bread Week.
Well, yeah.
You would think so.
You're not on 2 weeks.
Mixed messages.
I know, I don't know what... Well, I do know what to have.
Bread.
Bread, kids.
Say yes to bread.
Oh, can you imagine finding Zamo in the Grangeal toilets having a Viennese whirl? Stop it, just say no.
Oh, what great T-shirt, say yes to bread.
Yeah. Say no to drugs, say yes to bread. What is it then, is it Alan?
It is, it's Radio 1's Drug Awareness Week.
Radio 1's Drug Awareness
Week. It is National Drugs Week as well.
It's also, yeah, Radio 1's chosen this week because it's a National Drugs Week as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Because it's National Bread Week.
Oh, that's nice. Well, now,
right, they shouldn't really clash, should they?
No, they shouldn't. I don't know where I am.
No,
I was
they
in Greg's.
Shouldn't. I went into Greg's the other day. He went, what do you want? I went, now, give me a second. Hang on a sec. Do I want a big pile of... No, bread.
But you see, for someone like Rachel, who's wheat intolerant, both are bad news.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to name names, but I saw a very famous TV personality the other day under a bridge buying some bread cakes off a dealer. He went, I don't know if you got any finger rolls. He goes, yeah. See you back here in an hour. I mean, 30 people.
He walked off saying, thanks, Greg.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, dear. Oh, by the way, for those of you who haven't realised, Mr. Alan Carr is here. Hooray!
Good morning, Alan Carr.
Oh, hello. You can get your own little good morning jingle. We don't do them anymore now.
Don't you?
You're in a very good list of people.
Oh, thank you.
So there's you. Good morning, Alan Carr.
Good morning, Barack Obama.
Oh, I am in a good list.
Yeah.
Good morning, Keith Chagrin.
So you're up there.
All the biggies.
Yeah. This one doesn't get played a lot, though.
Good morning, Hillary Clinton.
No. Bets, you know. So, yeah, it's good. You're in a nice...
Good morning, Justin Lee Collins.
Ha, don't mention him.
Oh, no.
With his drastic weight loss.
Yeah, he has lost... Justin's lost loads of weight.
He's emaciated.
Do you know... Well, I heard a story. Do you know where the weight's gone, Dave?
Where?
On Alan's tummy.
Oh, no,
I'm only joking.
Do you know what now? His hair weighs more than he does.
Oh, please.
It's that's how thin he is.
But he was saying he hasn't been doing anything. He said, because I can't hear the voice. You know, it's like ballroom dancing. That's what he's been doing.
Oh, I know. He's giving me that as well. Do you know what, though? From a certain light, when you see him from the back with that long flowing hair and that amazing hair, I thought it was Lindsay Lohan. I did.
And I did again.
He has lost loads of weight. You did this chat show, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, did you do your chat show?
Oh, yeah, I want him to come on.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you know what? Because we filmed...
I haven't been asked to go on yet.
Have you not?
You have. Right, oh, don't give me all that. Asked. But you know when you take the mickey...
I'm not holding my breath, Dave.
You know you take the mickey out of my voice.
Can
you?
Well, you know Alid's been asked already.
Has he?
Yeah.
Don't surprise me.
We've got Hillary Clinton, Alid.
Hillary Jones, I thought you were saying that.
Yeah. Wolf from Gladiator, Maureen from Drive School. They have been queuing up. Daft, no, we couldn't get it. We got Daft Jackson and Floral Highlight.
And $2,000.
It is star-studded.
You need to make $2,000 as quick as you can, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no, it'll be $1,000 soon. Oh, I'm joking.
8:17.
No, because she's going to go off to uni and
sure.
study.
That's what I meant.
Sure. So go on, you were saying?
No, but you know when you take the mickey out of me and my voice and I think always being a bit unfair?
Right.
No. But I had, we had Brucey on the first show and he was brilliant. But you know what? He's such a legend. I love him. But when I was talking to him, I was like, you can't stop. And now I know how Chris feels when he does it because I was like, you have been around for years. And then, like, I can see him like looking at me going, he's taking the mick. It's hard, isn't it? But you know, so hi, hello, good guy.
But I can't help, and it's a compliment, you know, when do an impression, unless you're Michael McIntyre. But generally, you know, because that when I did my impression of Michael at the BAFTAs, but it got chopped out, you know,
it came from a good place.
It did.
Yes.
And I like my Michael McIntyre. I'm working on a routine to go with my impression.
Yeah.
I really am.
You're the new Mike Yarwood.
Do you think?
In a way.
You're brushing your teeth. Well, you're brushing your teeth up and down. You're not looking at yourself in the mirror thinking, I'm brushing my teeth. So I'm working.
It's
on
uncanny.
It. You do when you're driving a car, and you're driving a car, and your arms are going like this, and you're in a car, and you're moving. Your legs are not moving, but you're still moving.
That is quite like him.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Mine needs a bit fine-tuning.
Well, you're Brucey.
No, Mike, because you'd make it sound like Zippy.
It's me, Alan. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Carr.
But I wonder if Alan bumps into Bruce Forsyth, how would it sound? Hello, Alan.
That was almost Dev from Coronation Street. Almost.
Find some Zippy. Find some Bruce Forsyth, and we'll compare and contrast.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Oh, also, you know on National Bread Week, which you were talking about before, apparently the slogan for everybody is just say dough.
That's the punchline the link needed. It's 20 past eight. I know
it's wrong. Yes, Chris, I...
Oh, shut up, Gary. So why am I
with you now? Good morning, Sir Alan.
If only you could hear the conversation going on during the record with Alan Carr. So all I just heard was, anyway, me and Justin went to his birthday party. We had to pick Carol Vorderman up on the way. What do you mean you had to pick her up off the floor?
No, it was the 70s party and me and Justin went, he didn't need to put on big hair.
Well,
and
no, he's got it already.
We had flares and everything and a feather boa at 70s and Carol, because she lives in Bristol, went, oh, can you pick us up on the way because I'm coming?
Yeah. Well, she said, I'll be in the dog and duck on the corner near the roundabout.
No, you know what? She came to the door in, didn't you?
What?
Do you remember when
a drunken state?
No, she's...
A dressing gown?
No, do you remember when she was on Stars in Your Eyes as Cher?
Right.
She came to the door with Cher.
Oh, my God.
In the black bodice. She looked great.
Did she?
But we were driving along in the car.
Alan goes, I can't believe we're both wearing the same Cher.
This is from the term...
Cher and Cher alike.
Oh! Did she look like she did in the Turn Back Time video when she was straddled a cannon?
Yeah, I just wish we were dressed as sailors. Please don't make your own jokes up, Chris. So we were driving along in Justin's wife's car with me and Justin and Carol Vorderman as Cher.
And Justin said, well, you've met me now. And then he
That's it. And we drove along and, we had a great time. But no, it was a wonderful party.
Alan just has the best stories, and they're not all about him. Alan hears all the best stories. People tell him all the best stories. And so, you know, when we speak, which is sometimes, you know, like I've seen a lot of Alan, I saw him the other week, we spoke on the phone the other day, but then I'll go through, you know, 6-8 weeks of nothing from him where it just doesn't look.
And then you get a full update at the end.
Because I'm finding anecdotes to tell you.
And then he has a TV show, and then I start to hear from him, and we get it again. And it's all.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, but he goes, oh, did you hear about so-and-so, famous person? No, what's that? Well, let me tell you. Apparently, he knows everything.
Yeah, but I can't start telling him on air. Because I have to get into the people's inner circle, you know what I mean? I have to, like, sure. Get them on my side. Mm. Then they can tell me gossip.
Your new TV show is called Alan Carr Chatty Man.
Chatty Man.
It's a rubbish title.
I made it up myself.
It's rubbish, Alan. Chatty Man. Why do you call it the Alan Carr Show?
Because it's boring.
What, Chatty Man?
Chatty Man. Whoa, Chatty Man. It's cool.
Oh, do you have to say, I'm saying it wrong?
Yeah, you go, not Alan Carr, Chatty Man.
Right, okay, Dave,
big up yourself.
What is it called?
Chatty Man.
Rachel?
Chatty Man.
There you go.
It is.
Chatty Man.
Chatty Man. Everybody listening, wherever you are, on the count of three. One, two, three. Chatty Man. In fact, why not text it in now to 81199? Let's see how many people texted. And it's going to be Chatty Man.
Man. It's good.
So it starts this Sunday.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's a great time, to be honest.
I know. It's brilliant. And then, we've got great guests coming up. We've got Katy Perry, Samuel L. Jackson, Kanye West.
Oh, have you really?
Oh, yes. Mm. Bruce is on it. Evergreen. Ross Kemp.
Ross Kemp. Now, have you met Ross Kemp before?
Yes, he did the Friday Night Project.
He's a very serious man, you know, Ross Kemp, you know, serious man, serious nature.
He's good on my show.
Yeah, serious man.
He's currently in Search of Pirates.
Yeah, you keep telling me about this.
Yeah, I like to watch, though.
It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting. Mm. I mean, I didn't know they were making a comeback, to be honest.
Well, no, they are, though, but they don't look like the old-fashioned pirates. They look like modern pirates.
Is it no yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum?
They don't have earrings and parrots and
it's more yo-ho-ho and a cargo of DVD
absolutely,
players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, imagine if Ross Kemp got on there and went, who's a pretty boy then? That's the parrot, not a sailor. But no, it's fast. I can't believe it. I watched it and, it's shocking, isn't it?
I thought it was good, yeah.
Yeah, very.
In the Gulf of Aden, wasn't it?
Oh, I know, yes.
So you've got your own chat show?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Well, why are you looking like that? No, as if it's been a terrible mistake.
No, I'm just saying.
I like to chat.
So, no, I know. But, who are your, your chat show host heroes? Do you have any?
Oh, well, I love Jonathan Ross. He's brilliant. Parky.
Right.
Graham Norton's great. Well, I mean, everyone knows that. But, and you know what I like? Paul O'Grady as well. Because when you go on there, you don't even feel like you're doing an interview. Just chats. Yeah. That's the kind of thing I want.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah, yeah. I've just listed every
pretty
single,
much every
yeah, Alan Titchmarsh, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, you know the greats.
Yeah. I like Ricky Lake. I've always liked
Ricky Lake.
Lando Letterman, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Larry
Crane.
King.
What's the name? What are your man's name that we were talking about the other day? The Scottish guy, Craig.
Oh, Craig Ferguson.
Ferguson, yeah.
Remember, he got one.
Do you remember him?
Mm. Yeah.
Do you remember Craig Ferguson? He was a Scottish guy, stand-up.
He's huge in America now, isn't
he? Absolutely massive. And he's brilliant.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
absolutely brilliant.
Well, I haven't seen it, but yeah. All those people inspire me.
So am I... Do you want me on the show? What week do you want me on?
Well, we've got a bit of a slow week coming up, so I mean...
Right, so you want me to go... No, it's fine. You want me to go and jazz it up? Yeah.
We've got Wolf on a light pencil.
Right, okay.
He says he can either do it...
So what you're saying is, if Wolf
He's opening
happen,
a gym in Croydon, he says he can be finished by 8:30.
Right.
But we could have a car on standby for you, Chris.
So if he doesn't happen, then Chris is in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But then don't worry, because Lorraine from The Apprentice...
Brilliant.
Right. She could probably fill in.
Is that you?
That is me. You never see us two together.
No, you never do. Got a load of text messages.
And I'm very instinctive. Now, are these good ones? Because I've done this before.
They're
and
all,
some of these
they're all genuine text messages.
Oh, Chatty Man. Oh. Chatty Alan, I love you. Allen. It's Alan, Allan. Thank you very much. And one from JLC in Bristol.
Oh.
That's so not him.
No, probably not.
He's at the gym now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We should bring him.
And he's been working out. Have you seen his muscles?
No, I haven't. I'm all right.
No.
Have you seen my muscles?
No, I haven't.
No, well, listen, I've got some tickets for the gun show that I'll give you later on. You should pop in.
Oh.
It's happening on...
You're not on those awful steroids, are you? Because
no.
I've read about them on the news.
They're bad times.
I don't do this to the steroids.
Anyway, listen. Let's chat more in a bit.
Okay. I had to go on steroids because of my psoriasis.
That is interesting.
I don't know where to go with, from a couple.
Oh, no, there's good steroids and bad steroids.
They're like punks, aren't they?
They were prescribed from the doctor. Yeah. Now, well, this man in this alley comes up and says, hey, you want some steroids?
And Alan goes, I do not. I don't suppose you've got any bread rolls, do you? See, it all goes round in a big circle.
Oh, no, that is great. But, yeah, it's... Yes, I don't have steroids.
Rachel, don't write the top... I know the top stories about steroids.
Just check it.
If they're prescribed from a doctor, steroids are fine, because they can do... But, you know, if you're having it just to bulk up...
Yeah, if you're having it with your Weetabix in the morning, then maybe you need to, you know, kind of get yourself sorted out.
Yeah.
So Sunday night, the show starts at 10 o'clock.
That's right.
Alan Carr... Chatty man.
Oh, we had Heather Graham on there.
Oh, no.
She thought I was the Alan Carr, the no-smoking guru. Oh. I know that's old news, but I go to meet them before, and I go, hello, Heather, I'm Alan. She goes, oh, my God, I love your books. My soul stopped smoking. It's great. And then I was like, hi, you. And there was nothing.
But see, what's weird about that is the other Alan Carr, the non-smoking guy, is dead.
I know. Like I said, I know I look rough, but I don't look dead.
Oh, my God, Alan, I can't believe it. Not only did you make me stop smoking, because apparently...
She sounds like Joan Rivers.
She's Joan Rivers, but Alan does the voice. Not only did I stop smoking, but I thought you were dead. Come here, you big gorgeous. I want to give you a hug.
But honestly, she did.
What is she like? She pretty in real life?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah? She's so lovely. And you know, she's nearly 40.
Do you know, we were talking about her the other week.
She looks amazing.
I know.
Hmm.
Mind you, you're, what are you, 42, 44?
Yeah, 43. Yeah, 43. Yeah.
43. Yeah. What are you, 42, 44? Yeah, 43. I'm 24 now. I'm really getting on
that. Yeah. Anyway, Stone.
Oh! How rude. That's his next man.
Chatty man!
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
I'm Ratty Man now, after you said that.
I'm 24 stone. How rude.
I'm 23-11.
Working very hard.
Right, we'll play some more music in a second. Why not? Let's get the news first, though, from Mr. Dominic Bird at 8:32.
That's the great sounds of JLS. That's Justin Lee Solins and the new song called Beat Again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:43. Good morning. Alan Carr is here, everybody.
What's that terrible noise?
Oh, no, Alan, we're just giving you a round of applause, that's all. Oh. Alan Carr is here.
What's that terrible noise?
Oh, Alan, don't be like that. What's wrong with you? I thought you were in a good mood today.
I'm the leader of the pack, which makes me such a lucky jack.
It does.
For openers, here's a pair of cuties. Here's my darling dealing beauties.
Oh, that's lovely. See, that's Zippy and Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, good game.
What's that terrible noise?
Oh.
Can you say for me, what's that terrible noise?
I don't even know. What? No, no, that sounds brutal. What's that terrible noise?
What's that terrible noise?
Oh, nice. Right, we need to play a game.
Oh, yeah.
With you.
Oh.
Would you like to play?
Yeah, what's the game?
It's called... Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old? It's called Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old?
Okay, yeah, I think I am.
So it's going to be you versus Dominic Burns' son... Finn.
Hello, Alan. I'm called Finton. Are you smarter than a 5-year-old?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Next question.
Five. All right, lovely. So we need to get into Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old with Alan Carr.
What's that terrible noise?
And Finn.
Hello, Finn.
Hello, Daddy.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Do you remember ages ago, we asked Jimmy Carr to play a game with us and to see whether he's smarter than a 5-year-old? Do you remember that? And you won, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, today, we're going to play with Alan Carr.
Oh.
Do you know who he is?
No.
He's a comedian.
Comedian?
No, not a chameleon. Sam, are you going to giggle all the way through this?
Yeah.
Are you? Right, you go and sit over there. Just go and sit by Finton's door. And then we can play the game. Right, you okay?
Finton's door?
You're right over there, missus? Are you ready? Question number one.
Nine.
No, not nine. No, not two. One.
I like question number nine first.
First of all, you send Xanthi, your daughter, to go and sit by Finn's door. Yeah, does he have his own dressing room?
We're sat on Finn's bed, and Xan is my 3-year-old daughter, who's kind of wants to get in on the action stuff. So you may hear a giggling in the background from time to time.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, this is very exciting. Now, Dave, who's your money on?
Finn.
Okay.
Are they proper questions?
Oh, yes, yeah.
They are.
Okay.
And he genuinely did... Who did he beat? He beat...
He
beat Jimmy.
I think he drew with Abby Clancy.
Right.
And he beat
She's
Jimmy.
She's clever.
Yeah, she is.
She is clever.
On your quiz night.
She's also stunning with legs that go on forever.
Oh, I know, yes.
She's not really nice. Anyway, don't distract me. Yeah. Right, it's time to play. I'm smarter than a 10-year-old. 5-year-old. There you go. I knew I should have redone that. Right, question number one. Is the question in the clip? All right, here we go.
Who is the number 9 for Liverpool?
Who is the number 9 for Liverpool? Alan Carr.
Liverpool, the football club.
Yes.
Who's in Liverpool? Is it Peter Crouch? Is he in Liverpool?
Peter Crouch. I'm going to take your answer, Peter Crouch. Okay, Finn.
Is
who is the number 9 for Liverpool? Finn.
Torres. Yay!
Torres. Yay! Yay! The answer, Dominic, is
Fernando Torres.
There you go.
Five. Peter Crouch has gone to Portsmouth now.
He's in Portsmouth. Mm. Well, I'm going up there next week to support him in Liverpool.
Right.
I feel so stupid.
He won't be there.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So, currently, you are being beaten by Finn, the 5-year-old. Question number 2.
Here's the next question. What is the capital of Hungary?
What is the capital of Hungary?
Budapest. Or maybe that's moved to Portsmouth.
Budapest is your answer. Let's get Finton's answer. Let's lock that in.
Sounds like a game show.
Is it Byria?
Is it what?
Byria.
Byria?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. The answer was Budapest.
Ooh.
Where's Byria?
I have no idea.
Didn't you have that once? Didn't you ring me up and said you were...
Look, yeah, Mistero has got rid of it.
That's right.
Five.
Question number 3.
I was worried, you know, with the football. I thought, if these are all going to be football, that 5-year-old is going to be smarter than me. I was like, bring out the show tunes, that'll teach him.
Let's get question number 3.
In the children's TV show Ben 10, what's the name of one of the aliens?
Right. In the children's TV show Ben 10, what is the name of the aliens?
Oh... I don't watch many cartoons. Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
That's a good answer.
Your final answer?
Yeah, okay. Peppa Pig.
All right, let's find out. What is Finn's answer?
Forearms.
Forearms?
Yes, yes.
Is the right answer.
It's the right answer. I'm smarter than a 5. Hero. Right, so...
I wouldn't have known that.
I wouldn't have got that either. If that
Thank
helps you, Alan.
Yes, it... No, it doesn't really.
Okay, fine. It's now 2-1 against Finton, who is 5, against Alan, who is more than 5.
43.
43. Next question, please, Dominic.
How many nappies does your 2-week-old baby sister Tilda do every day?
So...
how many nappies?
In a day. So she's 2 weeks old, is Tilly. How many nappies does she go through in one day?
Oh. What was the...
What's that noise?
I mean, how do we know? I mean, is it regularly? Does she?
It's. I'll give you a clue. It's an even number.
Is it number 2? Because then that would be quite ironic.
Is that what you're going to go for?
Yeah, number 2.
Number 2. All right, Finn. What is your answer?
Ooh, that's easy. 4.
Is it right?
It is right.
Oh. 5. Right.
2 in the morning, 2 at night.
You're only 2 away.
Nice. So, yeah.
2 away, though. That's not bad, is it?
You
have no idea.
You have 1 point, and Finn, who's 5 years old, has 3.
Okay.
Let's go for question number 5.
Which day of the week is Christmas Day on this year?
Which day of the week?
Is it a jokey one? Is it the 25th of December?
No.
Day of the week.
Sunday.
No, think now, come on. What day of the week do you think it is?
I'm not Rain Man.
What day of the week was it last year?
I don't know.
What day of the week is Christmas Day this year?
Tuesday.
What day of the week is Christmas Day this year?
Friday.
Friday, you say?
Friday.
Let's lock that answer in.
Lock it in.
Yeah. Let's see what Finn has to say.
Friday.
You're right, well done.
Yeah!
I'm smarter than a 5. How the hell did he know that?
Genuinely, total guess.
Okay.
On his
part. Right, well, I kind of we helped you there, but it kind of didn't make much difference. It's not looking good for you.
No.
All right, next question, please.
Oh, come on, can we have a question on celebrity gossip? No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right, next.
This is politics. How are you on politics?
Oh. What does that mean?
Okay, not so good. Oh, right, yes. Who is the leader of the Liberal Democrat Party?
What's that?
Yeah, Zant is now being a kangaroo. Are you all right, missus?
Boing.
Right, you come sit down.
Sorry about that.
Is it... Ow. Is it Oliver?
Oliver?
Yes.
Is it Oliver? Right, who is the leader of the Liberal Democrats?
I actually know this one. Is it Nick Clegg?
Nick Clegg is your answer. All right, well, let's see what Finn says.
Do you know who it was?
No.
Nick Clegg.
Nick Clegg?
Ooh, Nick!
Yeah, put that in your nappy.
That is Mummy's name as well. Yeah, that's true.
So there you go. It wasn't Oliver, it was Nick Clegg. Five. See, you're coming back, Alan. You're coming back.
Oh, what's the scores?
The score is you have 3 and Finn has 4.
This one to tie neck and neck.
Did he do well?
Go.
I'm the leader of the pack, which makes me such a lucky jack.
What's that terrible noise?
Right, it's the last question, so you can draw.
Oh, I hope so.
With a 5-year-old. Here's the final question.
Now, are you ready for the last question?
Yeah.
How?
Yes.
I'm asking Fint. How old is Scott Mills?
How old is Scott Mills?
To the nearest tent.
Ten. You met Scott?
Yeah. I've seen him up close, so it's not been airbrushed. I think he's about 27, isn't he?
27?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
If he's 27, I'm underweight.
He'd take that answer.
Yeah, he would.
Readily.
What is it, in dog years?
27. He's got genes that are older than that. Now.
Oh, no, don't.
So, let's see what Finn has to say about how old is Scott Mills?
30. Yes. 89.
Okay, is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. Well, we'll see if you're right. Finn, thank you for playing Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old? How do you think you did?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, well. Now, there is no bit of audio with the answer.
Because I didn't know. Because I read 2 different websites saying Scott was 2 different ages.
Right.
Oh, Shirley Bassey does that.
They have so much in common.
Yeah.
But Scott's birthday was on the 28th of March in 1974.
He's proper old.
He's older than me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So he's 35.
Yeah.
The old fella.
He's got to give me the name of his surgeon because he looks fabulous.
Colpino Grigio. Well, there you go. Well, Finn wins. Five. Well done, Finn. Congratulations, Alan.
Well done, well done.
You know, it's not the winning that counts, is it, really?
No.
So what do we say?
I'm the leader of the pack, which makes me such a lucky jack. For openers, here's a pair of cuties. Here's my darling dealing beauties.
That's nice.
Nice to see you, to see you.
Nice. So I did that.
Yes, good. Is he really 27? 30? What's he, 30?
35.
Oh,
dear. 8:54. Every last second there of... Oh. It's fine.
Oh, you didn't hear that.
No, you didn't.
No, nothing.
Alan was just... And I were having a chat, Alan Carr and I, and he just said a very mild swear word, just as that Akon record had started to fade, and it felt like we were on the air.
It was nothing to do with the Akon record, though. It was...
No,
I love that. No, I was just talking about a certain someone.
Nice to see you, to see you!
Nice! Have you got a catchphrase for your new chat show?
Don't be dirty. That kept coming up a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't be dirty.
Oh, I like it. It's very carry on.
Yeah, don't be dirty.
And do you get the audience to go, chatty man?
No, it's not that kind of show.
Right, okay, fine.
Sorry about that. Right, look, anyway.
I'm a serious interviewer now.
Sure, I appreciate that.
Like Paxman.
Yeah, Tony Paxman, you know, the butcher from Wolverhampton. Anyway. I don't know what time you've got to go, but I mean, you're all right staying.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks. Right, Dave, yesterday was Marilyn Manson Tainted Love.
Marilyn Manson wears makeup, and in that respect, she has something in common with Yasmina, who won The Apprentice with Sir Alan Sugar. Sugar is what you might have in your tea if you like it sweet. Sweet Like Chocolate was a big hit years ago for Shanks and Bigfoot. A Bigfoot is another word for a Yeti. A Yeti is something large that you might see on a mountain in the snow. Snow is the name of a rapper who had a big hit in 1993 with Informer. And Informer is someone who could be referred to as being a grass. Grass is green, and one of your favourite foods if you're a cow. A cow is the animal that gives you beef. Beef can be made into mince, which is a key ingredient in dishes such as spaghetti bolognese and chili con carne. Chili is popular in Mexico, where they like to take a nap in the afternoon under their hat, which they call a sombrero. Nothing really rhymes with sombrero except aero, which has holes in it like a net. And a net is something that you might use to catch fish or a massive leopard, which should be handled with care as it's a bit of an animal. Oh. Which links us to today's tedious thing. Classic. No. It is Animal by Def Leppard.
No!
They're playing Download, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Dave's tedious. Dave's tedious. Dave's tedious. Dave's tedious. Dave's tedious. Dave's tedious.
Love that, Dave. What a great, great record. I don't remember the original because I'm too young, but it's Def Leppard and Animal. Nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like great. It.
I bet you'd love Def Leppard, don't you, Alan?
Oh, yeah, they're wicked. I love all their stuff. Mm.
They're wicked and
I
bad.
I love their earlier stuff, you know, when it was like thrash metal.
Sure.
Dave, it's Jimmy Carr. That Tedious Link was, well, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? Even by your standards.
Oh, that is bad.
How rude.
Hi, Dave. This is Mr. Tumble. That Tedious Link was really good. Thank you.
Dave, this is Gok Wan. That link was terrible, but you're fit, so it's okay.
It's Gok Wan here.
Do you think Gok Wan will ever come on the show now?
Yes. I hope so.
Do you think he will?
Yeah, one day, maybe.
Hi, Chris, it's Gok Wan here. I've got such a wonderful sense of humour. I don't mind when you take the big out of me.
If Alan puts a good word in for you, he might.
Well, how do you know if he knows Gok Wan?
Because I was watching you two on YouTube.
Ah, because you did the fashion bit.
I tried to stop that video coming out. No, it was obviously on Fashion Fix. Yeah, he's lovely. I'll get him. He'll be great on the show. He's brilliant.
I upset him, apparently.
What did you say?
I just did my impression of Gok Wan.
You've got to stop.
Well, I get all these fat women and make them take their clothes off in a shopping centre and I tell them how beautiful they are and they fall for it.
Oh, well, no wonder he doesn't come on, is it? Really, with that. It's not a joke.
It's not. Well, no,
you're like a bully.
I'm not a bully, says you. Oh. Horrible. In real life, it picks on me.
It's amazing, actually. People ask me what Alan Carr's like. Oh. And they think he's so funny and nice. And then you close the mic. And
I always put them right. I always put them right. My favourite one is, I said, you know he doesn't talk like that. I said, really? Yeah, yeah. Because I've known Alan for years. Because his wife, I used to work with his wife. His wife? Yeah, he's not gay. It's all an act. It's a character. His real name's Rory.
Yeah. I only do it to get a grant.
Yeah.
I'm lottery funded.
But it was Grant Mitchell, because he's on your show. See what I did there? Yeah.
I get it.
Thanks very much.
Gok, don't come on.
Oh, no, don't be like that.
We like Gok Wan.
Maybe I'll get you to take your clothes off outside of Debenham.
He should be so lucky.
Mm. Imagine you in the Arndale Centre.
So if I stripped on naked on his show, I'd be on Channel 4 and Channel 5 at the same time. I'd be spilling out of the sides. Nice thought for you.
Yeah, oh dear.
I've lost weight anyway. I'm getting
off. Yeah, yeah.
So you need to get in trim a little bit. Let yourself go a little bit.
Getting diet tips off Chris Moyles. Something's gone very wrong.
You know, you need to get fit for your show. We should go running, you and me.
Oh. Can you... let's start a running club. I'd really like that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you're on.
Yeah.
So you and me...
Gok Wan.
Gok Wan. What a running club that would be.
Who else could we have?
Well, Rachel and I go running together occasionally. We could come along.
Yeah.
Christopher Biggins, he'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, we need someone like that, but then we don't look so bad.
JLS.
James Corden would be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
JLS?
Yeah.
I'm JLC.
Harold Vorderman.
Oh, no, we don't want him. He's too skinny now. Yeah. We need fat people. Sorry. Yeah, Christopher Biggins. Yeah.
Who else?
James Corden.
Who else is fat?
See, no,
Robbie Coltrane.
Robbie Coltrane, that's good. Half Ton Son.
Yes.
That one on
yeah,
that. Yeah. Yeah, get him out.
Even if he was on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Yeah.
We have to be very careful now if we name people, because Alan's now just gone, we want fat people. So now people are sitting listening to the radio going, don't you mention
yeah,
my name.
They are. No, you
don't
know
you mention
are.
My name. Yeah. So yeah, Jamie Oliver. Put Jamie's name down.
He's not
put
fat. Exactly.
Put Jam Roly Poly Oliver in there.
Don't.
All good. I've just taken a picture of me and Alan, and I'm going to put it on my Twitter.
Now, that is your Twitter, is it?
It is me.
Because I'm getting loads of celebrities, and I don't think so. I had P. Diddy the other day.
Right, really?
Yeah, and it's not him, because he's only got about 2 followers.
No, he's
what's
not.
What's your username?
Have Alan a Carr.
Have a guess, Alan.
Oh, you're the original Alan
no,
Carr? Yeah,
no, just Alan Carr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice and simple.
I thought it might be fake.
No, Alan Carr.
There's nothing fake about me. Okay. Apart from me, no.
The obvious.
Right, I'm putting my picture on of me and Alan in a warm embrace.
Oh.
It's nice. Alan just told me that he says, I'm a very good kisser.
Yeah, but you kissed me on the cheek. It wasn't like...
It wasn't like a mouth kiss.
No, but I thought...
I will do, though. I'm not bothered.
No.
I'm a great... seriously?
Yeah.
I'll knock your socks off.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Well, I tell you what, when we've had that run and we've lost a bit of weight, let's have a kiss.
Well, why do I need to lose weight? Let's have a kiss. I don't have a fat mouth.
Yes.
You know, I don't have an overweight mouth. I have a normal mouth.
Kiss him.
No, don't be disgusting.
That's why is that disgusting?
Well, I want to kiss you.
Why not?
Well.
Get no. Why not? Let's go.
You're making me dry, Eve.
Well,
I'm like a cat with a furball.
I'm kind of offended.
Good.
Alan, you'd kiss me, wouldn't you, Alan?
Oh, yeah. We have.
Well, yeah. That's how I get you cheaper.
Are you not going to ask me?
That's how I got the job.
You wouldn't kiss me, Dave.
No, you're right.
You're right.
Well, kissing his breath. Can you imagine what his breath's like?
Oh, don't start.
Oh, like someone's opened a portaloo.
Christ, what were you drinking last night? right, what have you got to do for the rest of the day?
Well, I've got to go to the office now and work on Chatty Man.
Chatty Man!
Yeah, and then get all my stuff done, because we're running a week behind, but on next week we've got Samuel L. Jackson, ooh. Katy Perry, Ivana Trump. You're so mature.
Have you done that show yet?
No, I'm filming that this Friday, but then this Sunday we've got Brucey and Heather Graham and Ross Kemp and Pet Shop Boys.
You should do Top Trumps with Ivana Trump.
That's a good idea.
Oh, like a card game.
Yes, darling.
There you go.
You could have a character on the show, Iguana Trump, and you'd have just an iguana on it makes fart noises.
A flatulent lizard.
Do you like that idea?
Yeah.
You don't, do you?
I say, Ivana, have you met my lizard, Iguana? Oh, dear.
That's good. That's funny. Big laughs.
We're available, by the way.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We'll write. A bit of canned laughter, yeah. That'll go down the trees.
If you need some writers, me and Dave Rivera. Right, you throw a guest. You name a winning guest coming up. We'll give you a wicked idea to do on the show.
In fact, we'll give you two. One each.
Let's go. In fact.
Okay, we've got Dawn French coming on.
Right. Dawn French. Easy. Right. Learning French with Dawn French, right? You dress up, stripy top, you know, a ring of garlic around your neck, on a bike, eating a baguette, right? And she says something in French, and you translate it, and it's mucky.
Oh, that's really good, yeah.
Okay. So she goes,
bonjour.
J'adore le piador. And you go, two very large ones, ba-bum. It'd be hilarious.
Mm. Yeah, okay, thanks for that, right. Yeah.
Or you could have Crack of Dawn, where she wakes,
let's go for another one.
People up, right. First thing.
Yes.
Give me another guest.
What have I guessed? Samuel L. Jackson.
Right. Okay. Samuel L. Jackson. Dave?
Right. Samuel L. Jackson. Yep. Jackson. Jackson.
Can I just... anyone listening, the show isn't like this.
Right.
It's fun, it's upbeat, it's right. Well thought out.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Fine. How about this? Samuel L. Jackson 5, okay? Where you give him questions for everyone he gets right. You give him £5.
Ah, that's good. Yes,
that's
good. The Jackson 5.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have that. Give us another guest.
Oh, I don't want to play this game.
Fine.
But we're genuinely
okay,
commissioning for work.
Okay. Anyway...
Well, it starts on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Make sure you set your generic hard disk satellite recorder box if you're out. Make sure you watch it live if you're in.
Yes.
It's going to be good. What are you up against? What shows do you go up against?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not into it like that. No. I don't go what I'm up against. I just know it's a great show.
Oh,
yeah.
With poor ideas that could have been better.
Yes. But that farting lizard. Well, that is the tops.
Do you like your... I like your farting iguana.
Darling.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And then Ross Kemp will come out and go like that. God, it stinks on this set, doesn't it? What's that smell?
Yeah.
And you go, Ivana.
Like that. Brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, so much comedy.
When Ross Kemp comes out, you should dress as a pirate and see if he can spot you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You could just have people running by in pirate costumes and go, there's one there, you're rubbish.
Oh, yeah, kind of they hijack the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they hijack the show. They make me walk the plank.
Pieces of eight, pieces of eight. All that.
Yes.
Do you know, it does sound like we're drunk, but we're not at all. We're just high on life.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Alan, lovely to see you.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
And good luck with the show. You know I'll be watching.
Oh, thank you.
And,
yeah, just as if I've used any of your ideas, you can sue.
No.
Can you imagine that? I get sued for that lizard.
Yeah, if we see a flatulent lizard on your show...
That's it.
See all the small claims court.
Yes, our people will be in touch.
Yeah, I will be on the phone to Claims Direct, and they'll have you. Alan Carr, everybody. Rachel.
Help yourself to bread on the way out, by the way. Coming up today on Radio 1 at 10, it's Joe Wiley. Edith's here at 1 with stars of the film The Hangover. Scott's at 4. Hugh Stevens is in for Zayn at 7. Pete Tong's in New Music We Trust at 9. And between 10 and midnight, it's Nick Grimshaw. That's Radio 1 all day, Thursday the 11th of June. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank you.
Thank you. See you at the running club.
We start at the top of the hill and we roll all the way down to the bottom. Easy.